Lord, tell the Lord, complete security in Christ, total supply in the Lord, and full salvation and complete satisfaction in the Lord. What a glorious privilege we have to be at such a retreat like this. You came here for a purpose, and that purpose is going to be fulfilled. Let nothing stand between you and the great outpouring of the blessings of the Lord upon your life. In Jesus' name we pray. And God's happy, victorious people said, Father, in the name of Jesus, we worship and bless your name tonight. We bless you, Lord, because we know that you have purposed to do something great, something wonderful in every life. And Lord, we pray, none of your people will miss the riches of your kingdom, of your blessing, in Jesus' name. We're asking, O Lord, that even at this time, you revive your people in Jesus' name. Reveal your might to everyone. Reveal your truth to everyone. And we pray that revelation knowledge will cancel sense knowledge in every life in Jesus' name. Lord, sometimes the knowledge of what we see, what we hear, how we feel, what we touch, sometimes will hinder the greatest of blessings. Lord, we pray that all those things will go to the background tonight. Revelation from heaven, revelation to our soul, revelation to our spirit will quicken us in Jesus' name. As is decided from heaven already, that we are identified with Christ. We pray, Lord, the confirmation of that, the fulfillment of that, the realization of that will be in every life in Jesus' name. Wake up your people. Show us our inheritance and let your people possess their possession. We thank you because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name we pray. We're looking at Matthew chapter 25. Tonight, as you see on our program, we're speaking about this important subject, identification with Christ. When the Lord Almighty himself looks at you and he sees you as if he's seen his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, fully identified, presently identified, continually identified, eternally identified with Christ the Son, the Sage and the Savior, identified together, the sanctified and the sanctifier, identifying, shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. What you did to my brethren, you visited them, you visited me. You cared for them, you cared for me. You lifted them up from the valley of despondency, you lifted me up. You helped them, you helped me, because they are identified with me. We're looking at Acts of the Apostles chapter 9. Acts chapter 9, verses 4 and 5. We are identified with Christ. Presently, we are. Continually, we are. Eternally, we are. His inheritance is our inheritance, because we're joined together by the new birth and by the Spirit. Acts chapter 9, verses 4 and 5. And he fell to the earth talking about Saul of Tarsus. And had a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? What a great surprise it was to Saul, because he never saw the Lord in the physical, in the natural. All he's been doing is going about and persecuting the believers, the men, the women, and the children that believed in the Lord. And what a great surprise, a voice came from heaven and said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? Am I persecuting somebody in heaven? Because the voice came from heaven. And he called him Lord. And he said, Who are you? And the Lord said, I am Jesus. But I never saw you, yes. What you did to my disciples, you are doing to me. They are identified with me. Every little child that believes in Christ is identified with Christ. Every young person that is identified, that identifies himself as a child of God, born again, saved, identified with Christ. Every brother, every sister that claims to be born again, washed in the blood of the Lamb, you are brought into the family of God and you are part of Him. He is the head and we are the body, and the body is identified with the head. I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. You will see from the right hand side, identified with Him. From the left hand side, identified with Him. While He was still here on earth, the parable shows He was identified with us, and then going on and speaking from glory. And the message is still the fact that we are identified with Him. I'm looking at 1 John chapter 4 verse 17. 1 John chapter 4 verse 17. Herein is our love made perfect. The Lord will perfect everything concerning you. He'll perfect your faith. He'll perfect your love. He'll perfect your hope. He'll perfect your possession. He'll perfect your life. It's the Lord that will do it. He knows how to do it. He will do it in your life in Jesus' name. Your love for God will be perfected. Your love for His word will be perfected. And your love for your brethren, for your family, will be perfected in Jesus' name. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. It's talking about believers. When unbelievers hear about the judgment day, they panic, they tremble, they are fearful. But we, children of God, all our sins laid on Christ already, all our sins forgiven and forgotten, cleansed and washed in the blood of the Lamb. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. Because of that, we have boldness in the day of judgment. And He says, because as He is. Because as He is. Because as He is, so are we in this world. Think about that. Identified with Christ. Because as He is, so are we in this world. We want to examine, therefore, today in this message, the believer's identification with Christ. And then you make it very personal. My identification with Christ. 3 points we're going to look at. Number one, the revelation. Number two, the righteousness. Number three, the riches. Number one, the revelation of our identification with Christ. The revelation in Scripture. And remember, you may not feel it You may not sense it. You may not see it. You may not perceive it. That's what we refer to as sense knowledge. We have five senses. The sense of sight, of touch, of taste, of hearing, of feeling. We may not be able to sense it with all that knowledge, physical knowledge, but here is revelation, revelation truth, revelation knowledge, revelation of our identification with Christ. Number two, our righteousness through identification with Christ. It is not the righteousness of the Pharisees, what they do is the righteousness of Christ transferred to your account, to my account, to our account. The righteousness of Christ accounted or imputed, imparted to the believer. This is the grace of righteousness. It is the gift of righteousness. And it is ours because it is given to our account. Our righteousness through identification with Christ. Number three, the riches of our identification with Christ. The result of that, the resources we have, the power we have, the potentials we have, the possession we have, the wealth we have, the inheritance belonging to us as a result of being totally, completely, fully, finally identified with Christ. The riches of our identification with Christ. I pray that God will write all this on the tables of your hearts in Jesus' name. Your weakness will turn to strength. Your darkness will turn to light. Your unbelief will turn to faith. Your depression will turn to dominion. When you understand how you are totally and completely, presently, and fully identified with Christ, a change has come upon your life already in Jesus' name. Number one, what's number one? The revelation of our identification with Christ. Have you heard that Jesus went to the cross? Have you heard that Jesus was crucified? Have you heard that he bore the sins of the whole world? Have you heard that he died? Have you heard that he was buried? Have you heard that in victory with dominion on the third day he rose again? Resurrection. Have you heard he ascended up to heaven? Have you heard now he's seated on the right hand of majesty on high? Have you heard he's coming back and he's going to reign? Crucified, died, buried, risen, seated on the right hand of God, coming back and reigning. And we're identified with him, crucified with him, identified with him, we died with him, identified with him, we're buried together with him, identified with him, we rose again, risen with him, identified with him, we're seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus with him, identified with him, we're going to reign with him. The revelation, Galatians chapter 2. In Galatians chapter 2, we're looking at verse 20. As you look at the identification, then you see the consequence or the result of that identification with Christ. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. I am crucified with Christ. He could have said, I was crucified with Christ. He said, yes, I was. And yet I am, because I am continually, completely, forever crucified with him. All my sins hang on his cross, not on my neck. They don't weigh me down. My past is redeemed. My sins are forgiven. I have been crucified with him. I'm not going to suffer for those sins anymore because, verse 20, I am crucified with Christ. Notice he didn't say, I am crucified, because that's not enough. If you are crucified with the two thieves on the cross, that's not it. But with Christ, he took my place and he gives me his own place. He took my sin and he gave me his own forgiveness. He took my punishment and he gave me the pleasure of the Father. The Father is well pleased in him. All my sins are charged to his account. All his righteousness is given unto me. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I. He said, I come away from the cross. I am free. The baggage of my past sins all taken away. The condemnation of all your past sins taken away. And the fury and the wrath of God because of your past sin all taken away. Now you live. Now I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. In crucifixion identified, death identified, in life identified, because now Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. He gave me his faith. He gave me his love. He gave me his hope. He gave me his strength. He gave me his power. He says, the life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. If you would realize this, there'll be no condemnation in your life anymore. I said there'll be no condemnation in your life anymore, because all your sins were laid on Christ. And when he was crucified on your behalf. And the crucifixion is charged to your account. It's like you have been crucified already. It's like you have borne the punishment of the sin already, because he did it for you. Galatians chapter 6, verse 14. Galatians 6, verse 14. But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I crucified unto the world. You see, the world, because they're under the rule of Satan, and Satan is the accuser of the brethren. The world would like to slander you, would like to accuse you, would like to condemn you, would like to find fault with you here, here, and there. And Paul the apostle said, they are ignorant of my crucifixion to the world, and the world being crucified unto me. And there is no connection between us anymore. We're fully and finally separated, because the world is crucified unto me, and I am crucified unto the world. The slander of the world, that means nothing to you anymore. Accusation of the world means nothing to you anymore. You may hear it. That sense knowledge, revelation knowledge says, you are crucified to the world, and the world is crucified unto you. Romans chapter 6. The result of our crucifixion with Christ. The conclusion of our crucifixion with Christ. The consequence or the corollary of a crucifixion with Christ, because he was crucified, and God can't see that I've been crucified, and he's not going to crucify me the second time. I've gone through that again already, because the Lord did it for me. Romans chapter 6 verse 6, knowing this, it says, you ought to know this, know it in your spirit, know it in your heart. And it will give you the freedom that you will not bear the punishment two times. It's done already. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him. What does that mean? When an individual is crucified, he becomes impotent, powerless, inactive, weak, because what he was doing before the crucifixion, he cannot do anymore. He's on the cross, the hands are nailed to the cross, the feet nailed to the cross. What the hands used to do, they can't do anymore. Crucified. Where the feet used to walk to and run to, cannot walk there, cannot run there anymore. Crucified. And all the activities of the past life cannot continue. Crucified. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed. Everybody say, destroyed. The body of sin, that's the very root of sin. That's the nucleus of sin. That's the origin of the sin. That's the power of the sin. That's the very source of the sin. That is the very thing that gave power to all those wrong actions. Destroyed. It will be real in your life. You count it done, it is done in Jesus' name. That henceforth we should not serve sin. That henceforth we should not serve sin. That's why there's a reckoning of faith in your life now. I'm crucified with Christ. I realize that. I reckon that. I receive that. I am crucified with Christ. I realize that. I see that my old nature does not have the upper hand or the victory to prevail over me anymore. I realize that. I reckon it. I reckon it by faith. I say Christ on the cross means I have been crucified with him. And because of that, I reckon it done. I reckon it is now in my account. God reckons it to my account. I reckon it to you. Christ reckons that to my account. I reckon it to you. The spirit of revelation reckons that to my account. I reckon it to you. The Bible reckons it to my account. I reckon it to you. By faith, I reckon it that I am crucified with Christ, and therefore the old life doesn't have the prevailing power over me anymore. I realize, I reckon, I receive that. You receive it, it is yours in Jesus' name. That's why it says in verse 11, likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin. That sin is crucified unto me. I am crucified unto that sin. I was separated, and it doesn't have any hold on my life anymore. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body. No, it shouldn't anymore, because your old man is crucified with Christ. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lusts thereof. Number one, crucified with him. Number two, we're dead with him. And then we're buried with him. We're looking at Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2, the revelation of a complete identification with Christ. Colossians chapter 2, verse 11. In whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of sins. After someone is crucified on the cross, then he becomes dead. and they take him away from that cross. And that's what he's saying here, that that body of sins is now taken away out of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. Then he says in verse 12, buried with him in baptism, when in also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operations of God, who has raised him from the dead. And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, as he quickened together with him, having forgiven how many of your trespasses? I can't hear you. All trespasses. Praise the Lord. When you are identified with Christ on the cross, all your trespasses, they are forgiven in Jesus' name. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, every condemnation has now been blotted out. I said, every condemnation now blotted out. Now you are free. Everything reaching against you, every curse, every yoke, blotted out in Jesus' name. Realize it. Reckon it. Receive it. You'll be victorious. And then it says, he blotted out that which was contrary to us, and he took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, those principalities and powers, they're defeated. They will not reign over your life anymore. He made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Romans chapter 6 again. Romans chapter 6, verses 4 and 5. Therefore, we are buried with him. You see that? Crucified with him. Identification. We're dead with him. We died with him. Identification. Now we're buried with him by baptism into death. That like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also, by that same glory of the Father, even so we also, by that power of the kingdom, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. He's talking about our identification in the present tense, crucified with him. In the present world, dead with him. At this present time, we are buried with him. And now, we also rise with him. We're coming to Romans chapter 7, verse 4. Wherefore, my brethren, ye also have become dead to the law by the body of Christ, that ye should be married to another, even to him who is raised from the dead, that we should live, we should bring forth fruit unto God. He's saying, when Christ died, you died. When he was buried, you were buried. As he rose from the dead, you have received from the dead. You are compatible, identified together. He became like you were. He took all your sin, that you might become like he is. He gave you his righteousness. You are a sinner. He took all the sins away from you. Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. And then he transferred all his righteousness unto you, identified with him. Now you are compatible. He is righteous, and you are made righteous, and you are married together. And the marriage with Jesus brings forth fruit. Your life will not be barren. Your life will not be unproductive. You are going to be fruitful in Jesus' name. Fruitful spiritually, fruitful naturally, fruitful in business, and fruitful in every work of your hand in Jesus' name. Because of this identification with him. Crucified, yes, we're identified. Died, yes, we're identified. Buried, yes, we're identified. Risen, we're identified. We're looking at Colossians chapter 3. We're risen with him. Risen with him. Risen with him. We're no more in the grave. And it says, Satan does not have power over us anymore. And demons do not have power over you anymore. Realize it, reckon it, receive it. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. If ye then be risen with Christ, you see that? Since ye then are risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ seated on the right hand of God. It says, know about things above more than you know about things on earth. Know about your riches on earth more than you know about the enmity on earth. Know about your health, your supply, your glory. Know about your possibilities coming from heaven than you know about your restriction and hindrances here on earth. It says then you seek also the things of heaven, the righteousness and the glory and the power. It says seek those things which are above, where Christ seateth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above and not on things on the earth. The things of this world, they don't hold you down or keep you down anymore, because your treasure is in heaven. Your mind is in heaven. Your heart is in heaven. Your hope is in heaven. Your glory is in heaven. Your expectation is in heaven. For ye are dead with Christ, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Your life is hid with Christ in God. Evil eyes will not see you anymore. Evil hands will not touch you anymore. Evil powers will not overcome you anymore, because your life is hid with Christ in God. You will not die prematurely. Your life is hid with Christ in God. The devil will not cut short your long life in Jesus' name. Your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him. Look at this. Look at this. You are risen with Christ. Then you are sent with Christ. And then you are going to come back to reign with Christ. Then shall ye appear with him in glory. You'll be there in Jesus' name. It says, as a result of that verse 5, mortify therefore. It says, therefore, because of who you are. Therefore, because of what you possess. Therefore, because of what belongs to you. Therefore, mortify, put to death your members which are upon the earth. Fornication, cancel that. I said cancel that. Uncleanness, cancel that. Inordinate affection, cancel that from your life. Evil concupiscence, cancel that. And covetousness, which is idolatry, they will not have hold upon your life anymore in Jesus' name. For which things sake, the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. Thank God you are free. I said, thank God you are free. Say, thank God I am free. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6. It says, and he has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Do you see it? Identification. All the way from the beginning to the very end. From the crucifixion to the death, to the burial, to the resurrection, to the rising up, and to sitting together in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. That means now you belong to the kingdom of heaven. You don't belong to the kingdom of this world. The powers of this world will never have authority, control over your life anymore in Jesus' name. free from sin. I said free from sin, free from sickness, free from evil spirits, free from all these circumstances in this world, in Jesus' name. You are free, and you are free indeed. Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. Who has delivered us? Thank God it is done. I said, thank God it is done. You're delivered already. You're healed already. You have dominion already. You reign already. All your needs are supplied already. Who has delivered us from the power of darkness, and he has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. When the people of the world are looking for you in their shrine, they will not find your name. When they're looking for your luck, they said luck, your good luck, they want to turn it to another kind of luck, they will not find you there. When they're looking for your star, they want to pull down your star and then rub you in the mud, in the dust, they'll not find your star in their shrine. When they're looking for your inheritance and your heritage, and they want to put it down and put it in the valley and hide it away, they will not find it in Jesus' name. Because he has translated you out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Thank God you are forgiven. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 12. If we suffer with him, if we suffer, we shall also reign with him. We reign. You will reign in Jesus' name. That's the revelation. We come now to point number two. Our righteousness through identification with Christ. How can I explain this to you? Let me try and explain it this way. It's like, you came to school and you have not even studied yet. You have not written exam yet. And if this were possible, only Christ could do this. Only God could do this spiritually. Before you even took the exam, before you passed any test, the certificate of the professor is handed over to you. Yes, he did the exam. He is professor. Yes, he passed the exam. He is professor. And then, legally, he transferred it to your account. And your name is now written there in care of that professor. And now, after having that in your hand, now you have the certificate. Now it says, for you now, for your knowledge to match what's in that certificate, then you go to school. You're not going to school now with the doubt whether will I pass, will I not pass. You already have the certificate. That's what God has done. Only God can do this legally, acceptably, that the Lord had the righteousness. You had no righteousness at all. Before you overcame any sin, and before you add any testimonial, the righteousness of the Lord is transferred unto you. And now, with the very foundation and basis that the righteousness of the Lord is into your account, you then now begin to live to match the righteousness in your account already. You are righteous in Jesus' name. And what the Lord does with righteous people, he will do with you. And what he does to righteous people, he will do to you in Jesus' name. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. For he made him to be sin for us. It's for us. For us. He was righteous. He was holy. He was pure. He had no sin. For he, the Heavenly Father, has made him, Christ, to be sin for us, to be the sin offering. Who knew no sin? That we, might be made the righteousness of God in him. Not outside him, in him. Now we are the righteousness of God. And it is the righteousness that is reckoned to your account on the basis that Jesus Christ transferred his righteousness unto you. Look at this in Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4. Righteousness now to your account. Then you can come in the presence of the Lord and you can pray, not with guilt, not with condemnation. You can pray with the righteousness of Christ in your account. Romans chapter 4. I read from verse 5. But to him that worketh not, but to him that laboreth not, but to him that has not even overcome by himself, but believeth on him that justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. And then he gives us the example of Abraham. And then he tells us, after talking for some time about Abraham, look at verse 22. It says, this will be reckoned to you as well, and therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Abraham believed the Lord, and the Lord counted him righteous on the basis of that transfer. Look at verse 23. Now, it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed and imparted unto him, but for us also, but for me also, but for you also. Did I hear you? But for you also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead. It says, by the moment you believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, I was a sinner, but I came, pardon to receive. And then he wrote your name down, a new name written in heaven, and it is mine, it is mine. When that was done, all your sins were taken away, all your condemnation taken away, and his righteousness given unto you, and Christ right standing given unto you. Then he tells us in verse 24, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead. Thank God you've got it. Romans chapter 5 verse 17. Chapter 5 verse 17. But if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness. You see this? It's not the righteousness we labored for and worked for. We receive the gift of righteousness. We shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. You will reign in life. Over all your difficulties, you will reign. Over all the challenges of life, you will reign. Over all your sins, the sins of the past, you will reign. Over all your failures of the past, you have now started and you are going to reign in Jesus' name. Righteousness through that identification with Christ. Romans chapter 6 verse 18. Being made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. We just became, all of a sudden, we became the servants of righteousness. Verse 22. But now, being made free from sin and become servants to God, we have, you have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life. Do you have that everlasting life? I said, do you have that everlasting life? It's reckoned to your account. When you were crucified with Christ, and all your sins were transferred to Christ, and his righteousness transferred unto you. Now there is eternal life, everlasting life, and the gift of righteousness. Romans chapter 8. Reading from verse 1. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation. Crucified with Christ, no condemnation anymore. Dead with Christ, no condemnation anymore. Buried with Christ, no condemnation anymore. Didn't you see the story of the crucifixion? After the crucifixion, all the betrayers and all the accusers, they went away. How do you accuse him again? He's crucified already. And when he died on the cross, no more accusation, no more judgment. All the judgment seat was discarded. After all, he's crucified. After all, he's dead. And when he rose from the dead, all the accusers, they were nowhere to be found. There's no more need for any betrayer, any traitor, any accuser, any adversary. After all, he's risen from the dead. And then when he ascended up on high, all the accusers, they were gone. That's why it says now, because you are crucified, you have died with him, you have been buried with him, you have risen with him, and you're seated in heavenly places with Christ. There is no condemnation, there's no accusation anymore, because now you are walking after the Spirit and not after the flesh. Verse 2, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made who free? Me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law may be fulfilled in us. Now, the righteousness of the law is now fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Thank God I have it. I said, thank God I have it. I said, thank God I have it. Realize it, it's yours. Reckon it, it's in your account. Receive it, you'll experience it in Jesus' name. 1 John chapter 2. Identified with him in righteousness. Our righteousness through identification with Christ. 1 John chapter 2 verse 6. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. That's the practical side now. It's been given to us, number one, imputed. Now we live it out. It's imparted. It's not in theory, it's in reality, because it's ours. And he that says he abideth in Christ ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. That's chapter 2. Look at chapter 3. Identification in righteousness with him. Chapter 3, verse 16. 1 John 3:16. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us. He's done that. He has done that. He laid down his life for us. Look at what we now do, the latter part of that verse. And we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Identified. That's what he was. That's who we are. Identified with him. He laid down his life for us. And now the practical implication of identification with Christ. You now lay down your life for the brethren. That's chapter 3. Come to chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4 verse 4. Ye of God, little children, and have overcome them. Any overcomer here tonight? I said, any overcomer here tonight? Praise God. Realize it. Reckon it. Receive it. You are an overcomer in Jesus' name. Because greater is he. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. What the Lord has reckoned to your account, he now comes to live inside your heart to work it out. Think about that. What the Lord has given you already, he now comes into your home, into your family, to work it out. What the Lord has given unto you, he now comes in your spirit, in your brain, in your mind, in your personality, to dwell inside you, to work it out. That's why it says here, I've got little children and I've overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Chapter 4, verse 17. Chapter 4, verse 17. It tells us, hereby is our love made perfect. The Lord will perfect your love in Jesus' name, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. I need a great amen here. As he is, he's a victor, so am I in this world. He's an overcomer, so are you in this world. He's a conqueror, so are you in this world. And it says, as he is, you're not a failure. I said you're not a failure. And you're not a defeated coward. As he is, so are you in this present world. It is confirmed in Jesus' name. First Peter chapter 2, verse 21. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps. That's it. That's the final conclusion of our identification with him. I am as he is. He has become as I was. And because of that, the victory, the dominion, the power, he manifested and demonstrated. You can now overcome, and you can now demonstrate your will in Jesus' name. Point number 3, the riches of our identification with Christ. What's your possession? What's your wealth as a result of this total, complete, present, continuing identification with Christ? Here are the riches and the possessions you now have because you are totally identified with him. Romans chapter 8, verse 16 and verse 17. Romans chapter 8, verse 16. The Spirit beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. The Spirit had been overseeing everything, orchestrating everything, and he saw that you believed on the Lord. He saw you at the point where you said, Lord, I transfer all my sins unto you. And he reckoned it done. I believe in Christ. He reckoned it done. I accept his righteousness. He reckoned it done. And now he comes to bear witness with your spirit that you are a child of God. Verse 17, and if children, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. It says, we're now heirs with God, heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ. Because of that identification with Christ, everything that Christ possesses, you now possess. They are yours in Jesus' name. Victory is yours. Power is yours. Authority is yours. Dominion is yours. Health is yours. Wealth is yours. Prosperity is yours. Joy is yours. And you rejoice forevermore in Jesus' name. His possession is your possession. His victory is your victory. His dominion is your dominion. And his authority is your authority. Because we're joint heirs, co-heirs with him. Luke chapter 15, verse 31. Luke chapter 15, verse 31. Hear the Father talking to the Son. He says, and he said unto him, Son, thou art ever with me. This is a son that didn't know he had anything. It's almost like you. I've been there all the time. I've been faithful all the time. I've been obedient all the time. I've been consecrated all the time. I've been committed to the cause of Christ all the time. And then what do I have? And this other was just came in, the prodigal son. And then you lavished all your love upon him. But son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. The Almighty God telling you, all that I have is thine. The Lord Jesus Christ telling you, because we're identified together, all that I have is thine. What he doesn't have, you don't have. I say, what he doesn't have, you don't have. I say, what he doesn't have, you don't have. Look at where Jesus is now. He is in heaven, right or wrong? Is by the right hand side of the Almighty God, right or wrong? Is in the midst of those angels in heaven, right or wrong? Now, because he's over there, he doesn't have sickness. Does he have? What he doesn't have, you don't have. He doesn't have failure. Does he have? What he doesn't have, you don't have. He doesn't have defeat. Does he have defeat? What he doesn't have, you don't have. But he has health. What he has, you have. He has soundness, what he has you have. He has power, what he has you have. And he has dominion, what he has you have. All that he has, because we have inherited with him, and they are yours in Jesus' name. Realize it, it is yours. Reckon it, it is done. Receive it, and you have it in Jesus' name. I'm looking at 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. If you knew what you had, you rejoice in your victory. You rejoice in your dominion. And sickness will be something of the past in your life. In Jesus' name. No deformity in your life anymore in Jesus' name. And then you'll not be falling and rising, because complete victory, total victory is yours forever from now on in Jesus' name. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his prosperity might, through his poverty might be rich. Do you see that? Here you were poor. Here he was rich. He became poor. He took your place so that you'll become rich. You'll come by his side. Identification with the Lord. That I'm going to read that again. For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes, because of you, he became poor, that he through his poverty might be rich. I am rich, I am not poor. I'm strong, I am not weak. I'm well, I am not sick. I am wise, I am not foolish. I am victorious, I am not defeated. I am up, I am not down. I am head, I am not tail. I am happy, I am not sad. It is yours in Jesus' name. Matthew chapter 19, verse 26. Matthew chapter 19, verse 26. It tells us in this word, but Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with God, all things in your life are possible. All things, your spiritual character, are possible. All things in your ministerial service are possible. All things in your family are possible. All things on your children are possible. All things in your husband are possible. All things for your wife are possible. All things in this retreat are possible. But with God, all things are possible. Then answered Peter and said unto him, Behold, we are forsaking all and followed thee. What shall we have therefore? And Jesus said unto them, Verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, ye also shall sit upon the 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone, how many people? And everyone, are you here? And everyone, are you part of this? And everyone, is this reckoned to your account? And everyone that has forsaken houses, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my name's sake, shall receive, read the rest yourself, shall receive an hundredfold, and shall inherit everlasting life. You are getting there. I said you are getting there. This year is coming to an end, and look at what the Lord is telling us. You are totally identified with Christ, and something great and something wonderful is coming upon your life in Jesus' name. You will inherit. I said you will inherit. That 100-fold is coming, is coming, is coming, and it's going to get to you in Jesus' name. That's your inheritance, and you're not going to miss it in Jesus' name. In Ephesians chapter 3, Ephesians chapter 3, we're reading there from verse 16. Ephesians chapter 3, we're looking at it from verse 16. That he will grant unto you according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by spirit in the inner man. All your weakness is gone. Physical weakness gone. Spiritual weakness gone. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. That ye, being rooted and grounded in love, your love will increase. And your love will bear fruit. That you'll be grounded and rooted in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that she might be filled with all the fullness of God. What else are you waiting for? You have the fullness of God in Jesus' name. Now unto him that is able to do, this is yours. I said this is yours. Able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or seek, according to the power that worketh in us. There's a power working in you right now, and it's going to work miracle in your heart, work miracle in your life, work it in your family, work it in your business. Everywhere you go, this mighty power will work in your life in Jesus' name. And the glorious thing the Lord is doing now will never end your life in Jesus' name. And should I tell you this? Tomorrow morning, come early, we have a double dose tomorrow morning. I said it's a double dose tomorrow morning. I can't wait, I can't wait, I can't wait. The faith cleaning of tomorrow morning. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And the Lord is my salvation, my light, the strength of my life. Of what shall I be afraid? You become a conqueror. And when you rise up like this, before you open your mouth, even all the hosts around you, they are fleeing in Jesus' name. Everybody say double dose. Say double dose. Tomorrow morning, double dose, and then we'll finish this retreat at the end of the year, the final Saturday, the final Sunday of this year, final Saturday and final Sunday. I'm telling you something, a triple dose. I said a triple dose. And then I come to January, and in January I've calculated there is one Sunday, there is second Sunday, there is third Sunday, there is fourth Sunday. It's quadruple. For tonight it's only one, tomorrow morning it's only two, and then end of the year is three, and then in January, covenant time, covenant and miracle time, quadruple dose in your life in Jesus' name. Tonight is your total identification with the Lord, and then we now come unto Him who is able to do. He will do in your life exceeding abundantly. He will do that your life above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. That power is working now. Where are you? I said the power is working now. I said, where are you? The power is working now. It will work in your soul. It will work in your spirit. It will work in your brain. It will work in your mind. It will work everywhere in your life in Jesus' name. Open your mouth and tell the Lord, let that power work in me right now. Let that power work in me right now. You are identified with Christ. You are crucified with Christ. You have died. You have died with Christ. You are buried with Christ. You have risen with Christ. You are seated in heavenly places with Christ. All dominion is yours. All power is yours. All authority is yours. All victory is yours. You'll not be the same. You'll never be the same anymore. Something great, something wonderful is happening in your life. The Lord is injecting with that power, the power that worketh in us, the power of resurrection, the power of dominion, the power of His miracle working ability is working in you right now, working in you right now, working in you right now. You will accomplish, you will arrive, you will have it in your life. The power that worketh in us, it worked in the past, it's working today, and it's working tomorrow, it's working every moment of our lives. The power that worketh in us. Open your mouth and tell the Lord, no more sickness, no more weakness, no more infirmity, no more deformity, nothing of failure anymore, because there is a power working inside us. There is a power working inside us. There is a power that worketh in us. It's working right now. It's working right now. Dry away the tears. Take away the sorrow. Take away the heartache. All the worry, all the anxiety, take all that away. There's a power working in your heart right now. There's a power working in you right now. And you tell the Lord, oh Lord, I'm totally identified with Christ. Crucified with Him. Crucified with Him. Crucified with Him. Crucified with Him. And then we're dead with Him. We're buried with Him. We're risen with Him. And we're victorious with Him. You're more than a conqueror. You're more than a conqueror. You're more than a conqueror. The Lord has done it already. No, you will not fail. No, you will not fail. No, you will not fail. Victory has come upon your life. Dominion has come in your life already. Joy evermore. Joy evermore. Joy evermore. Victory. Dominion. It is yours. Reckon it done. Realize it. It is done. Receive it now. It is done. Everything you say will be yours. Everything you claim will be yours. All those sins that overcame you in the past, no more. No more. No more. Now victorious. Now you have dominion. The past is gone. Accept Jesus died for you. All your sins He took away. Realize it. Reckon it. Receive it. He offers forgiveness to you free. Realize it. Reckon it. Receive it. He transfers His righteousness unto you. Realize that. Reckon it done. Receive it. It is done. And the Spirit of God bears witness in your heart that now it is yours. Now it is yours. Now it is yours. And no part of the body of Christ here will be weak anymore. No weak child, our children are strong. No weak brother, our brothers are strong. No weak sisters, our sisters are strong. It's yours. It's yours. Victory evermore. dominion evermore, inheritance evermore, possession evermore, and the power worketh in us. In Jesus' name we pray. Righteous children of God, in Jesus' name we pray. The prevailing, powerful, mighty children of God, in Jesus' name we pray. I am identified with him. I said I'm identified with him. He has taken all my sins away. He has given me his righteousness. I say it for myself, say it for yourself. He has taken all my sins away. He has given me his righteousness. I have victory. I have power. I have authority. Signs and wonders do follow me. And tonight, there's a power working in me. I said tonight, there's a power working in me. I said tonight, there's a power working in me. It will work in your life there in Jesus' name. Raise up those victorious hands right there. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight because we are totally, completely identified with Christ. And Lord, I pray you have lifted up your people. They will never come back into the valley in Jesus' name. All the sins you have taken away will never come back again in Jesus' name. All the defeat, all the failure you have taken away will never come back again in Jesus' name. All the sicknesses, the affliction you have taken away will never come back in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord, power will work in every life now in Jesus' name. Every weakness in your life, I command, come out in Jesus' name. The failure, the falling, and the rising in your life, I command, come out in Jesus' name. The weakness, I command, come out in Jesus' name. That sickness there, that infirmity there, you don't have any right to stay. I command that sickness now, any part of the body of the people of God, come out in Jesus' name. Lord, touch those blind eyes. I command those blind eyes be opened in Jesus' name. Those withered hands, the short leg and the paralyzed leg, I command, let the power of God walk in those limbs and joints now in Jesus' name. Deafness, you have no right to be there. Come out in Jesus' name. HIV AIDS, never. I said never again. HIV AIDS, come out in Jesus' name. Barrenness, you don't have any right to be there anymore. If Jesus tarries by this time next year, dear sister, dear brother, family, you'll carry your miracle children in Jesus' name. Lord, confirm this revelation upon your people. Confirm this righteousness in their lives and the riches of your glory. Confirm in every life in Jesus' name. Miracle in your life. Miracle in your family. Miracle in your business. Miracle in your ministry. Miracle in the church. Miracle in this retreat. Lord, we know it is done. Thank you, Lord, because we know you've done it. In Jesus' name we pray.